David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm a Protestant and I can tell you quite clearly, I'm ashamed this morning. I am absolutely disgusted with the DUP and ashamed. If it's not the Muslim community, it's not the gay community, that's the Irish community. You know, this party is completely not fit for government. It's simply quite clear. They're shaming unionism and that's a disgrace.
They would argue they're protecting the views of their electorate.
How is that protecting the views of anyone? When you're attacking the Irish language people, you're attacking the gay community, you're attacking the Muslims. That is
they would deny attacking the gay community.
The DUP have gone down this road a number of times. You know, they need to actually act like government. They're in government. They're disgracing Stormont and they're disgracing unionism. And honestly, they know themselves when it comes to May. They're going to get a blathering from the voters of unionism because they're fed up with them. And the truth is, that's what they're doing. They're electioneering. They're making a fool of unionism.
Let me just remind everyone again what Gregory Campbell has said.
On behalf of this party, we'll say it slowly so that you understand, Katrina and Jerry. We will never agree to your Irish Language Act. Do you understand? The paper that your wish list is written on, well, we'll just regard it as toilet paper.
Loads of you wanting on this morning. Mervyn Hollywood. Morning, Mervyn.
How are you?
Go ahead.
I think it's very sad, Stephen, to tell you the truth, that a man who has been in politics for so long as Gregory Campbell is making statements like this. I find them very sad, to tell you the truth. And what I believe it is...
I don't know how many times I'm going to say this, by the way. Obviously, Gregory is the story this morning. But this is the DUP's position.
Yeah, well, okay.
This is the party. So the biggest party in this country are going to treat Sinn Féin's wish list as toilet paper.
No, I don't believe that's the case.
Well, that's what
the
DUP's position is. It's on their website.
Stephen, you can say whatever they like, put anything they want on the website. You know as well as I do, and you've been around long enough, the DUP are a deeply, deeply secretive party. What goes on behind closed doors is more important than what they say outside. You know that and I know that. What this is about, as far as I can see...
The clip begins with Gregory saying, on behalf of this party. That's the story I'm trying to remind you about this morning.
Okay.
It is on behalf of the DUP.
Right, okay, but I don't believe what he said.
Well...
Right, now let me... What I think this is, I think Gregory's putting his name down. Well and truly putting his name down for the leadership of the future DUP. That's what it was, as far as I can see. Never mind about the toilet paper, never mind about... Gary Adams and Katrina and all this. He's putting his name down as a future leader of the Democratic Union.
Here's the question. How many people actually support the DUP's position? How many votes will it actually get them? It might get them quite a few.
It probably will. And that's the sadness. That is the sadness, that people are going to go to the ballot box and put an axe down for the DUP simply because of what Gregory Campbell has said. That's the sadness of where we are today within unionism.
Mervyn, thank you. Gabby and Yuri. Morning, Gabby.
Stephen, how you doing?
And Robin and Bangor. Morning, Robin.
Morning.
Okay, Robin, you go ahead. Gabby, you can respond. Go ahead, Robin.
Okay, well, it's interesting to hear Sinn Féin say that we should, you know, the unionists and all the rest of it should respect their culture and everything else. And they find it very hard to respect theirs. It's all one-sided. Sinn Féin can do no wrong.
Go on, Gabby.
Listen to tell you, Stephen. Peter Robinson went on the other morning and he reiterated and stood over and tried to make a wee boy out of my Carruthers. Right? He not only endorsed what he said, but fully backed it and tried to make a laugh out of it. Now, to that gentleman that's speaking to me as a nationalist about culture, let's be very straight about one thing. If your culture revolves around a flag or parading up and down a handful of streets in this country, we're all in serious trouble, son. Go get a life.
Totally agree.
So what do you think should needs to happen, Gabby?
I don't know. I'll tell you, Stephen. A fortnight ago, I was in a Protestant church in Portadown at a burial service. I went there to people who treated me like a child at the height of the troubles. You know, they treated me as one of their own children. And I have, and you know, you hear this cliche, I have lots of friends in the Protestant community. They must be disgusted this weekend to listen to that.
You know, I was trying to ask Gabby, John O'Dowd, because I do think this comes to the heart of this discussion, or it certainly will be, over the next few hours. This has to play out one way. It's actually about Sinn Féin's reaction to this, Gabby. You know, when you've got the DUP saying publicly that they're going to treat Sinn Féin's wish list like something that you wipe your backside
that's
with.
Right.
In other
that's
words,
right.
toilet paper. That's
right.
the meaning
you know,
behind
and,
it, isn't it?
You know, when
so
you
what,
that
so how does Sinn Féin react? What do you think Sinn Féin should do?
Well, here's the thing, Stephen. Let's be fair about this. Plum Smith took out a book 4 weeks ago and the four front rows were full of shinners. It's all about money between them and the DUP and how they carve it up and how they don't upset each other's crazy agendas. If you run the wee community group and you want a few pounds, you won't get it. If you're going out beating drums and putting up flags and annoying people and threatening them to go back to violence, you'll get all the money you want in this country and the rest of us go to hell in a handcart.
John and Bangor. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, this nonsense with Gregory Campbell, I'm probably not as articulate as your previous speakers, and I certainly endorse what you say. I'm a Protestant, I'm apolitical, and I'm highly offended by the comments made by Geoffrey Campbell. He's a narrow-minded bigot.
Gregory Campbell is his name.
Well, the statements he's made. He should stand down, and if he's not prepared to apologise, Peter Robinson should actually kick him out.
Peter Robinson's backing him. It's the party position. How many times am I going to say this morning?
Yeah, Stephen.
It's the DUP's party position that Sinn Féin's wish list, in other words, their documents that they're walking into the talks with, are toilet paper. This is not a story about one individual. This is a story about the DUP's political position.
Well, Stephen, I understand that, but I don't really believe that will be Peter Robinson's stance. There's no way that we can possibly move forward if that's
okay.
The attitude of Peter.
John, let me say this. I'm not trying to be cheeky towards you. I guess I'm saying this for clarity. So this speech has been posted on the DUP website, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes,
if there is a rogue speech by a rogue member of a political party, I know how the DUP works. I know how all of those parties work, right? They they close it down, they distance themselves from it somehow, and they start getting into damage limitation.
Yep.
That is not what happened here. What the DUP have done is the DUP have endorsed this. They've published it on their website. So you can take it as read that the official party position of the DUP is that Sinn Féin's wish list is toilet paper, which brings me back to being repetitive again.
Yes, indeed.
How does Martin McGuinness, on behalf of every voter of Sinn Féin, respond to his wish list being described as toilet paper? Is he just going to take it on the chin?
Well, Stephen, I sincerely hope not. I don't know what they can do, and I hear exactly what you say. And if Peter Robinson does endorse that, it's a very, very sad state of affairs. And it does not hold that much hope for the future.
Michael in Belfast. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I have 2 points that I would like to deal with. First and foremost, I would like to condemn the death threat on Gregory Campbell. But, Stephen, if you spew out rhetoric like that in this country and these times, it's understandable.
It's not understandable. Hold on. It's not understandable. That's dangerous. That is dangerous.
It's very, very dangerous, and I don't condemn it. I don't condone it, in any way at all. Now, to get on to Peter Robinson, my point is, where has the story that he put out, there will be no more us and them? It has now gone back to us and them. So he has done a U-turn on what he told people. It is becoming a party of thus, us and them. And he needs to chastise Gregory Campbell.
Michael, thank you. David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
I just want to make a point here. Gregory Campbell's comments need to be retracted as soon as possible because he's damaging Northern Ireland as a whole. The DUP...
It is the DUP party's political position. It is not just how many times am I going to say this morning? It is not just Gregory Campbell's position. The DUP's party political position is that the Sinn Féin wish list is toilet paper. So there's only one man can really retract that party political position, and that's the leader, Peter Robinson.
Not only just Peter Robinson, Gregory Campbell as well. It came out of his mouth, so he should apologise as well as the First Minister of this country.
Have you any idea how well those party conferences are run, right? They're organised down to the nth degree. So Gregory Campbell was put on the platform. The speech was published on the DUP website. Listen to what I'm telling you. This is the DUP sending a very loud public message to Sinn Féin. Your wish list is the stuff we wipe our backsides with. What is Martin McGuinness going to do in reaction? What should he do on behalf of his constituents? William in Belfast, what do you think he should do?
Stephen, wise up. This is a lot of bluster. And you let Kyle Paisley away. This is a man's father called the Pope the Antichrist, old Red Sox. This is a man of never. Yes. Wise up. Wind the whole thing down. It's a lot of nonsense. DUP, bluster. You'll see the real policy. A bit of play acting. Election's 5 or 6 months away. Wind it down, and you should know better.
You have John O'Dowd from Sinn Féin saying that this has seriously diminished the chances of success at the talks.
Nonsense.
Let's just remind ourselves what John O'Dowd said. Let's have a listen. Have a listen to John O'Dowd. He was speaking on behalf of Sinn Féin this morning. Have a listen to what he said.
The talks are doomed to failure if that's their position in relation to these talks. Because talks will only succeed, and there's a challenge for all the political parties in this. There's a challenge for Sinn Féin in this. Talks will only succeed if political parties take other parties' negotiating positions seriously. They look at it from the point of view as to how you can facilitate another person's positions without compromising your main principles. And how you can work with other parties to achieve a common understanding.
See,
that's how negotiations work.
The talks are doomed to failure, William.
I never thought I would agree with John O'Dowd, Sinn Féin. He refused to overreact to you. He knew it's bluster. He knows it's silliness. And he knows...
The talks are doomed to failure. You don't think that's a significant statement? Let me tell you that's significant.
You've taken that out. What did he also...
You have taken that out.
He wasn't going to...
He said it.
He said he wasn't going to beat his chest. He said he was going to wait and see. He was going to... Obviously, if that was the policy, he would have no alternative. But that is a bogus, not a bluster and nonsense. What we know from the DUP over years, Sinn Féin, IRA are more serious. When they say something, they mean it. 2,000 people killed. Bluster from DUP. Always bluster.